This is Rich Rhodes, coming up next on Mega Rock, your daily dose of local sports with the District 9 Sports Report, brought to you by Laurel Eye Clinic.
Hi, this is Mark Powell from the Laurel Eye Clinic, proud sponsors of the daily District 9 Sports Report with Rich Rhodes on Mega Rock. With offices spread out through District 9, the Laurel Eye Clinic is proud to support our area teams and athletes in all seasons. So good luck, kids, and go District 9 from the Laurel Eye Clinic.
For more information on the Laurel Eye Clinic, visit them on Facebook or online at laureleye.com.
With the Cincinnati Reds at PNC Park in Pittsburgh Tuesday, Punxsutawney native Devin Mesoraco made his sixth pinch hit appearance since the last time he caught a game for the Reds. Mesoraco walked and scored on Marlon Byrd's home run in the ninth inning of the Reds' 7-1 win. He's been unable to catch due to an impingement in his left hip, and he's been unable to test it by squatting to catch. He acknowledged Tuesday in Pittsburgh that he'll likely need surgery at some point to get it fixed. An MLB.com story said that Mesoraco and the Reds are trying all possible avenues of treatment first. He said that surgery, when it does come, will probably require a four-month recovery. The story said that he's had platelet-rich plasma injections, lubricating injections, and a cortisone shot so far. In 12 games, he's 2-for-24. On to the high school scoreboard from Tuesday in baseball, DuBois Central Catholic over Johnsonburg 3-2. Elk County Catholic pounded Brockway 10-2. Kerwinsville over Kane 9-8. Cranberry hit five home runs, including a Grand Slam homer from Dylan Seifert in a 13-0 win at Red Bank Valley. In softball, DuBois Central Catholic over Johnsonburg 13-3. Red Bank scored three runs in the bottom of the sixth to beat Cranberry 5-2. Make sure you check out all the news in District 9 on d9sports.com. I'm Rich Rhodes.